I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Happy Thursday and welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. It is time for our gratitude practice of this week. And I have a fairly simple one and a really beautiful one in store for us today.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
I want to bring our awareness to a moment we have recently shared together with a loved one that just brought something special forth. A special moment with a special person in your life that you can look back on and just feel that feeling in your body of automatic gratitude coming your way. So a beautiful moment you just shared with someone that you love. Now, this could be something really day to day. I mean, for me, the first thing that comes to mind when I really go into a place of gratitude for a moment shared with someone I love, I think about the most mundane, regular, everyday moments together with my 4-year-old daughter. Just sharing toast with her in the morning, we are able to share the most beautiful space together. It's just the things that come out of her mouth right now. She's so inquisitive and curious, and she's asking me about the universe and the solar system and the sky and nature. And just honestly, I can think back to this past week, and every day I have had so many moments together with her that I want to capture them in a little snapshot that I can return to again and again, because I feel so grateful to get to share this sacred space with her every day. So I think anyone listening who is a parent, it's fairly easy to drop into a place of gratitude for space shared together with our kids. But anything that comes to mind right now that you just can remember as a really special moment together with someone that you love. Another moment that comes to mind for me is I had a really beautiful moment in the afternoon last week with two friends of mine where we just watched the sunset and were able to tap into this place of presence in our friendship where we didn't have to talk too much. And I drove home from that little moment watching the sunset together, feeling so grateful to have these people in my life. So for you right now in this moment, and take something fairly recent, right? What is a recent moment you shared with someone that you love that you look back on with so much gratitude? Whether it's an earth-shattering, holy moly, crazy deep moment with a person that you love, or something that feels a little more mundane and day-to-day, maybe toast shared with your kid, take a moment to bring yourself back to that place. And maybe acknowledge for a second how easy or how accessible these moments actually are to us. I find that when I look back at those moments where I feel so much gratitude for having shared space with people in my life, it's never really about something extraordinary having happened. It's not being in the most beautiful place. It's not stuff that happened on a big trip. You know, it really is the day-to-day unexpected stuff. And the ability for me to feel gratitude for that moment directly correlates to how present I was in that moment. So honor that in yourself for a little bit right now. Just your ability to be present with the people that you love so that you can share space that you look back on with gratitude for years to come. You can repeat to yourself a couple times as you remember this moment, this relationship, what it means to you, your ability to attract these beautiful moments into your life. I mean, there's just so much to be grateful for. There really is. So feel that gratitude in your body. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And trust that by bringing gratitude into that space, you're also going to be attracting more things and more of those special moments with loved ones to be grateful for in the future too. I can't wait to wake up in the morning and have toast with my daughter just to see what comes out of her mouth tomorrow. Is it possible to be grateful for things that haven't really happened yet? If so, I think I am. Have a beautiful, thankful rest of this day. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.